Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Matthew chapter 9. Shora samadavashi. I'm not going to go real long today, and I want you guys to have a chance to speak again at the end of the service. Matthew chapter 9. Are you there? Let's start reading in verse number 14. Well, no, verse 16. No man putteth a piece of new cloth into an old garment. For that which is put in to fill it taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Again, it's been a few weeks ago. I woke up at 5:45 with this message. Gosh, it gave me this verse. Turn to that verse. Read it. Started downloading it to me about 2026. In fact, it was the Monday before New Year's. Started downloading it into me about 2026. And he said it's going to apply to this. And he says, I'm looking for people that I can pour the new wine into. It's coming. Who's ready to receive it?
Yeah.
And it's like God's about to pour out this big, you know, drum of glory. Who's going to get under it with their funnel to bring it into their lives? How many say me?
Me.
Me. And then he showed me out of this passage what the key is. Because I've heard, you know, old bottles, you know, brittle, and you put new wine into it and it ferments, and, you know, the bottle broke, blows up, and you take an old garment, you put a new patch into it, and when you wash the garment, the new patch shrinks and tears the old garment. And that's all true. But I've really been seeking God some on what's the common message out of this? How does this apply to us? And I got it. I believe I've got it. And it's going to bless you. Now we know again in old wine skin, an old wine bottle, they made a skin. And when they got old, they become porous. And when they became porous, the outside world is able to contaminate the glory or the new wine on the inside. And it becomes fermented, alcoholic, expands, and the bottles break. So we know this means, at least I believe it applies, that old wine bottles can't stretch with new opportunity, with new demands. We're about to go into a new demand area. I mean, this morning was new demand stretching. There's some of you here that have never given $1,000 before. Some of you never given that much money before.
It's a lot of money.
But you stretched into it.
Yes.
I mean, that's a lot of money. I understand that. And you may not be done stretching. God could say, hey, stretch again. Don't know.
Yeah.
God's going to bring us the finances. I'm not worried about that.
Yes, it is.
But the stretching is going to be when we come in. Who can be a greeter? Who can be an usher? Who can help clean the church? Because it's a big building. Who's ready to work on it? Great news is I've got people from other churches already contacting me wanting to come and help us.
Praise
it's time
Jesus.
To move in and do some instruction.
Praise the Lord.
I mean, groups of people.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law has offered to come down and help. He's really good at it. So, he's really busy too. We're going to get it done, but praise God for people stepping up in a stretch. You follow me?
Yes.
If you have ever been to the horse races, and they race all the way around the track. But when it comes to the last, you know, however many furlongs, they call it the final stretch. Mm-hmm. And the horses let it all go in that final stretch. And God's, I believe, calling us right now to get ready. And we're not just talking about the movement. We're talking about everything stretching into all the programs we're going to do. The community ambassadors, the mastermind, chariots of light, everything we're going to move into. It's going to be a stretch.
Yes.
In fact, I got a call Friday night driving home from the owner of Ichthus. Once us at Ichthus, this year with Chariots of Light. He's saying, you come, I want you there. And he says, I know bands all over the country. You start bands on Friday night or whenever, I'll fill your place with bands coming in. Stretching. Who can make it more to church than once a week? Who can make it more than twice a week? Who can pray an hour? I'm just talking about, I'm not telling everybody has to do that. I'm telling them there's stretching opportunities coming. And we got to be willing to move into it. That's the new wine going into a new wineskin. Or at least a renewed one, right? Because you could have been stiff in the past, but God's got a hold of you, and now you're getting limber. You're shutting out the world's contaminants.
Amen.
You follow me? You're putting on some holiness attitudes, and you're keeping some stuff out. New wineskins. But what I really struggled with is, what is he talking about? The new patch on an old garment. What's that got to do with expansion? It hit me a nut.
You got to change.
Here's what I got.
We knew.
What happens when you put a new patch on an old garment? And you wash it, what happens to the patch? It's the new patch, it shrunk.
Yes.
Paul said this, I've learned in whatever state I am, whether I'm abased or abound, I've learned to be content. See, a new patch on a new garment will stretch even when you shrink. We just spent a year and a half and shrink.
Yeah.
That's how God's showing it to me as far as this church. We just spent a year and a half on shrink.
Yeah.
And we kept ourselves together as a new garment.
Amen.
Now, some may have been torn away. Oh, I don't think this is God. I think they've missed God or whatever reason. Whatever reason, somebody leaves. And I'm hoping a bunch come back.
I believe some will.
But some people can't handle the shrink. As if you miss God. I don't think we missed God a single step.
No.
I think we had to get out of where we were, and God had to take us out
to
go where we're going to go
to
be used in the harvest.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I've watched God be honest. I mean, the first message I got that went on for a year was housing the presence of God when we went into the borrowed tomb. Amen. But guess what? We've risen.
Amen.
We're not there anymore. I mean, right now we're in the 3 days of resurrection because we know it's coming, right?
Yeah. We're on our way out.
But you, even when it looked like shrinkage was taking place, you didn't tear away.
Nope.
Right.
What? The vision kept you intact.
Yes.
The promise kept you intact. The anointing kept you intact.
Yeah.
God said, those I'm going to pour the new wine into got to be willing to shrink and to expand. Some people are so looking at the circumstances, they're missing out on whether God's behind or involved or still with you during the shrinkage. Amen. And you stayed the course. Thank you, Jesus, for staying with me. Praise God. Patty had to. She's married to me, but you guys chose to. Sometimes I was in question of her, you know. And she had a breakthrough last week. Preached outside our church for the first time.
Praise the Lord.
Last Saturday. And so it's a...
That was a stretch.
That was a stretch for her. I remember those days. We are now positioned for the new one. I think it starts now.
Yes.
But I believe as we move in, there'll be a new anointing on this body.
Yes, there we are.
We're going to step into service like we've never known. And excitement. I can't tell you this. I remember starting this ministry. The excitement we're going to have is going to be overflowing.
Yes.
But then it's boots on the ground. We got to work. Then it's stretch time. And so... Let me find the date on this. January 15th, what day was that?
Thursday.
I was in Tennessee, sleeping in my sister's house in a recliner. And my brother-in-law works an hour and a half away. He's the COO of his company. He's there. He gets up 2 or 3 in the morning, gets ready, drives in to be their first one there to have meetings and all day till he gets home at night and crashes. So when I'm there, I sleep in the living room. Every morning he gets up. Guess who else gets up? And I had this vivid Technicolor God-given dream. I knew it was God-given the moment I woke up. I woke up to dropping something on the floor. Crash. Oh, he's up. But the dream was over exactly at the same time. And I had a dream I want to share with this morning because I believe it's very prophetic where we're going. And I shared it with Apostle Jim, Pastor Sherry, Pastor Bob, our board. They all said, that's God. I gave my interpretation. He said, that's right. So one of the times I get a dream and I know the interpretation right away. Can I share the dream with you?
Yes.
I was going to anyway. Understand, this one's full Technicolor. I mean, vivid colors. So I was in a room sitting down by myself. President Donald Trump walked in.
Wow.
Had my attention right away.
Yes.
He was standing just inside the doorway, the door was shut, and began chewing me out in a very demeaning way. He's ridden me. I voted for you 3 times. I would have voted for 12 times, but it's against the law. And he said, who do you think you are? How did you possibly get in this position? You're totally unqualified for this job. You cannot possibly succeed. You're not even close to being in my league. Whoa, what's all this about? I mean, ripping me.
Wow.
As he was angrily criticizing me, I then realized that I was the new president of the United States. Follow me. And it just somehow succeeded him. He felt it was about to be disastrous. He wasn't mad at me. He thought a mistake had been made, and I'm about to crash the United States.
Yeah.
Question my, if you think about what I said to you, you're not qualified. You can't succeed me.
Right.
As he continued to gripe, I said, Mr. President, I know what you're saying is true. And I was aware of it. I'm aware, how am I going to be president? I don't know anything about foreign affairs and finances. And what you're saying is true. And to do this job, I need your assistance. I knew I needed his help. I mean, I knew he was going to partner with me. However, he didn't flinch and kept complaining at me. I repeatedly responded with similar remarks of our need to work together, but he was unwavering in his disapproval. I'm still reliving the dream right now. I knew I couldn't do it. That he and I would have to partner together to get it done. I mean, tightly. I had to shake off the feeling of being overwhelmed from the realization of my own lack of knowledge of politics, finances, and world affairs. I definitely was aware of my lack of being qualified for this new job and my extreme need for President Trump to partner with me. Almost to the point that he was acting as president through me. Does it start to sound familiar? I realized that Trump was not accepting or even processing what I was saying. He wasn't listening. This is what was interesting. Come here, Joel. He's wearing a suit. Staring at him. So, I stood up and walked over to him. I'm not sure the meaning of this, but it was a clear part of the dream. It was when I saw him face to face, I saw his face in vivid color. I mean, very vivid color in his face. I then grabbed his coat lapel. I grabbed the president by the lapel to get his attention. And I firmly said, this time I shifted gears like I'm president now. Listen. I know I don't know what to do. That's why I must have your partnership in this. I'm speaking face to face into his eyes. I cannot succeed without your extremely tight-knit counsel. I then said something to him like this: follow me and I'll show you how I plan to succeed. You can sit down now.
Thanks, Joe.
So I got his attention. I grabbed his lapel. I'm saying, I need you, you know, with me.
Yes.
Now follow me. I'm not even knowing what I'm about to do. But in a dream, all of a sudden, he said, follow me and I'll show you what I'm going to do, how I'm going to succeed at this. And I walked out the door. He followed me out. And outside the door, I can read it, but I'm seeing it now, was an enormous outdoor crowd. Thousands and thousands of people in celebratory mode, waiting for me to come out as new president.
Wow.
And I mean, there's banners, flags, and if I had to describe what it looked like, I'm coming out of the door here, and out here's all this crowd. Mm-hmm. So there was a center aisle where they were setting up big platforms, like just like the wooden stage outside our building. In fact, it's just like that. I never made that tie till now. The wooden stage outside our new building. There were some of those in a row with bands ready to get it. Ready to start. Bands. See, I'm realizing stuff. To play for the people as a celebration.
Wow.
That's confirmation for the bands right now. I then began to walk through a divide between the people and started to pray in tongues. Then I got loud. You can't hardly hear for the crowd noise, but they're hearing me. I'm in warring tongues. And I questioned whether I should be doing that out loud or not. That's not right. And I thought, no, this is how I'm going to do it. We're not holding back. We're not hiding anything. This is how I function. I can't put on a new coat now. I mean, this is the way I go. This is the way I roll. Boy, I'm in Kroger. Right now, I'm in Kroger all the time. Boy, do I buy the guy that did it out of the show. I was somewhere the other day. Where was I at?
You were in Tennessee.
It was in Tennessee, yes. At a table somewhere. I don't remember. And these people are speaking Greek or something, some other language. I just joined the Korah Basada. I didn't do anything in interpretation. I'm in on it, bud. I did. They don't know if I'm, you know, Czechoslovakian or something like that.
They
might have
known what you were saying.
Could have been. So I'm praying in tongues. As I proceeded toward a front area, I believe toward a stage, I began prophesying, which led to praying for the sick. I just started prophesying. I don't know what I said. Don't remember. But the prophetic, I'm now using the prophetic gifts and the healing gifts for the people. In this last part, I went from experiencing my part in a dream. This is what was interesting. The whole time, from the time, say the room's over here, I'm sitting way back here, here's Trump up here. I'm saying, I'm in first person. I walk up, I'm doing this first person. I walk through here praying that it's first person, and all of a sudden I went third person. You follow what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Now I'm watching me. It's no longer in me, it's me watching me.
Yes.
And that's when the prophetic hit and the healing gifts hit. It was now me watching what's going on. I'm not even thinking about it. You follow me? I'm thinking about it, but I'm not in the body, I'm watching.
Yes.
And so it was then I realized that even though I was totally unqualified to act as president in the natural, by the Spirit I could excel in it. To do the job, I must do it by operating by spiritual disciplines that we've learned over the years. So, you ready for interpretation? How many think I already have it? See, you may have stuff to add. In the new church endeavor, it's about our new church.
Yes.
I must partner with the experts with the same desired vision that I have. However, for me to excel requires partnership with God.
Yes.
I mentioned last week that we're going to start, I said a leadership team, I'm going to redefine it. It's a community expertise team. Mm-hmm. That we're going to meet weekly starting out to discuss plans, what we can do, where we're going. I don't want me to get up every Sunday, here's what we're doing. I want you guys inputting. I need you. You follow me? And so I'm putting together names for the team. And let me say this, if I don't say your name, you're still invited. You follow me? These are people that I really want to be there for your expertise. So it would be Terry. It would be Jessica Lindarell, Karen, Carol, and Linda right now. Anybody else wants to come? You are welcome to come. I'd say Mary, but you live quite a ways away. But I'm glad to find my people familiar with Georgetown. That I live in Frankfurt. I don't know.
Yeah, Terry's coming.
You know, I had to find. I didn't know there was a Boston community until I.
Well, I didn't either.
You guys told me. I think until it hit the paper.
I need one of the police station.
So I know. I know. I need. Much guidance. However, the buck does stop here, right? Second part of the interpretation. God is supernaturally positioning me for extreme promotion. And I say to you, it's us. God is supernaturally positioning us for extreme promotion. Without us ever having to run for the offices to be granted. I never ran for president.
Wow.
All of a sudden I'm it. I wasn't trying to get in this neighborhood. All of a sudden, here we are.
Center.
Right there.
Yes.
I wasn't trying to get a 105-year-old building.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're thankful. Yes.
It was just God doing this.
Yes.
And it's not me, it's us.
Yes.
And whoever, I've shared this for years. We're in training. Some of you, all of you, all that follow through are going to be teachers, some ministers involved in carrying it. Everybody's going to be healing. Mm-hmm. You guys are all, if you follow me, you're going to be laying hands on the sick in this building. Mm-hmm. It's going to be all, everybody anointed. It's always been God's plan. Mm-hmm. Number three, there will be opposing voices. Trump, critical, mm-hmm. represented opposing voices.
Yeah.
What are they doing in here, this area? Who does he think he is? He doesn't live in this town. Whatever's...
Well, we do.
We're trying to. Hey, we are. We're starting to pack up trying to get over here.
Yeah.
But again, depending what happens financially with the church, whether I can move or not. Yeah. See what happens. Anyway, I can do whatever in Jesus' name.
Yes.
There'll be opposing voices who question my new assignment and qualifications. I must endeavor to win them to our side through demonstration of the Spirit.
Yes. Yes.
Not through logical argument,
yeah. Yeah.
But through the anointing.
Doing those videos on love.
Yes.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's my last point, Sailor? Can you read it?
Love is the key.
Love is the key.
Yeah. That's right.
That was the last thing I got. Love is the key.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so... that's the dream. That's the opportunity. That's the challenges. Who wants to stretch? Have I got any warriors?
I believe the church is a lighthouse in that community.
So now opens discussion.
You want to pray us out? You want this recording?
Father, we thank you for the opportunity to sow into your kingdom. We sow in faith, expecting an upward glorious harvest. We thank you for everything you're doing in this church, in our lives. In acceleration,
yes.
We declare in this church there are none sick, none in pain, none in lack, none oppressed, none in fear, and there's no strife.
Yes.
We thank you for it. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.